Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. Here we are again, post 11-11-11. I'm sure we all had fabulous meditations on that day. Hopefully we're going to be speaking to some people who participated. And because it was very important that we took part in the 11-11 meditations, because by taking part, we were sending a message to the beings of light that we're conscious and awake and willing to be pillars of light, transmitting the light from Source down into the crystalline heart of Gaia. And by doing that, we're also activating the light within ourselves and in the matrix around each of our individual cells, so that the points of light can be seen by the light beings who help us in our individual missions. And the matrix around the Earth is strengthened by the process. And the matrix was put there by the beings of light who are helping Mother Earth at this point of ascension and through the great shift, which we're going to be going through whenever that happens. But we're going to bring Gary on because he's grounding the energies over there in upstate New York. So please welcome the one and only fabulous Mr. Gary Moore.
Thank you.
Did you write the intro? Your intro.
That was amazing. And you said a mouthful. It was an amazing day.
Oh.
I did I did a little show on that day, and I did it at 11 p.m. Greenwich, GMT, which turned out to be 6 p.m. here.
Oh.
And played some Native Wisdom recorded by my Uncle David Swallow, and drum circle and various different things, and had just a modest turnout. Everyone who was there, it was all perfect. And it was just a lovely, lovely energy. In the days preceding, I felt that every negative thought, you know, once in a while my mind would wander over towards something I had done in the past, you know, some sort of mess up or whatever, mistakes I thought that I had made in the past or whatever. And on that day, it was very interesting because, you know, occasionally my mind would wander to that place and something was just catching it and say, no, just stay in the moment and just move forward. And it's been that way ever since. And it really was kind of a shift for me.
Wow.
That occurred on that day. And I did a meditation. I played a meditation. And then later that night, after when going to bed and so forth, I did my bit to fire the grid as well. And it was a lovely, lovely, lovely day.
Me too. Well, I did my first live stream presentation for the Franciscan Abbey of Peace and Compassion. And so there were four of us on. There was Brother Sean, Sister Joy from France, and Brother Tom from America, and myself, all participating in that, doing our individual bit. So that's the first one I've done for the live stream, but I'm hoping to do some more. And we were hoping to get some people ringing in who attended the Glastonbury meditation and celebrations, but no one's phoned in yet. But I do have a recording of Magenta Pixie's thoughts and feelings about the day. So would you like to hear that? I'll give that
wonderful.
A quick
yes, please. I would love
okay.
to hear that.
Okay.
Hello, Healing Fountain. This is Magenta Pixie. I'm sorry I couldn't call in this evening as it's a bit late for me. I have an early start in the morning, so I thought I would upload something as a recording for you to listen to, just really sharing my experiences somewhat of the 11-11-11 gateway. What happened was I went along to Glastonbury for the 11-11-11 gateway. I did intend to be there for the ceremony at 11-11 at the top of Glastonbury Tor, but unfortunately I was running late and I did not make the ceremony. I did meet up with Miss Magical and Azra afterwards, and from what I heard from both of them, they said the ceremony was beautiful. Over 100 people joined hands in circle at the top of the Tor, and crystals were planted in strategic places in order to empower the grid. I'm sure Miss Magical will talk about this when she can, and Azra as well when she can. What happened with me at that point, I was driving towards Glastonbury, watching the clock, realizing that 11:11 was coming up any minute, so I was specifically joining my energies in telepathic heart-to-heart connection with Miss Magical, Azra, and with the others that were at the top of the Tor, and with others throughout the Gold Ring and throughout the world that I knew were taking part in some kind of celebration. So I felt that oneness, that unity with everybody. And at exactly 11:11, the strange thing is, it was actually quite dull, the weather. It had been kind of on and off raining that morning. It was dull, as it is in the United Kingdom at this time of year. It was quite dull, it was quite cloudy, and literally just as the clock changed to 11:11, the sun just came out, and it was a really beautiful sunlight, really golden. It just opened up exactly at 11:11, and I just thought, wow, that's the portal, and it really did look like a physical portal just opening before me as I was driving down the road, and it was really beautiful. So I knew I was exactly where I was supposed to be to witness that. It was just fabulous for it to occur absolutely dead on 11-11 on the 11-11-11. But there were also other experiences that I went through on that day, somewhat unexpected actually. I had not realized that the 11-11-11 gateway would also be about facing your fears. I'd not expected this, just thinking it's a wonderful day for celebration and this embracing of unity consciousness and this telepathic joining with the family of light across the world. But obviously, we have to look at all levels. So although I hadn't expected it, as soon as one of my fears was challenged, I knew straight away why it was happening. I realized there and then that you cannot release and expand in light through love, light alone. If there are fears there, then the shadow side must be integrated as part of this expansion and growth. So I was aware that that was the reason when I was having this fear faced. Later on during the evening of the 11-11-11, I experienced a second fear that was triggered as well, and I knew that that also needed to be faced. So this gateway really did bring with it challenges as well as the expansion into unity consciousness and the opening of the heart center across the earth. I feel I dealt with my first fear in the afternoon very well, actually. And I had the support of Miss Magical and Azra, who were both there with me at the time. They saw what was happening. They knew what was happening. That really helped. The fear that I experienced that was triggered later in the day, I don't think I dealt with that as well as I could have done. I think I could have dealt with that better. But it was a great experience for me because it happened on that day. I know how important it is now for me to deal with this. The first fear I think I may well have conquered. The second one, no, I haven't. But I know how important it is for me to do so. And for it to happen on this day has made me realize the significance of it. One thing, though, throughout the experience of this fear being triggered, I knew all would be well. I knew I would come through it, and I was well, and I did come through it. I also noticed on the 11-11-11 how strong synchronicity was on that day as well. There were a lot of synchronicities, even around the fear-facing situation. It was really wonderful to connect with my beloved soul sisters, Miss Magical and Azra. Although I have met Miss Magical before, I had not met Azra in the physical before, and so it was just lovely to connect with her physically for the first time, having connected in the past via telepathy and connection and through the internet. So it was so nice to see her and give her a hug and a kiss. It was beautiful. I have asked the nine about this facing of your fears during these gateways, and they tell me this wasn't the case with everyone. Every person felt something different. Some people felt nothing at all, or at least they perceived they felt nothing. And as well as communicating with the nine about this day, I've received emails from clients and friends who've shared their 11-11-11 experiences with me as well. It seems to me that most people, regardless of what their experiences were, even if they didn't really feel anything or if they felt something very profound, each one had the realization and the knowing of oneness. And obviously because of the numbers, the 111111, that oneness was there in people even if they weren't expecting the 111111. One lady I know had no idea that this was a gateway, or she'd not heard of anything, but she knew at 11-11 to join hands with her friends and close their eyes and just feel the love with each other. And she actually discovered my 11-11-11 video after that had happened. So people were actually knowing this without having had any teaching or any information beforehand. So the date being 11-11-11, 111111, gave people that triggering, that DNA triggering of oneness. So it seems that those experiencing this have truly known what it is to feel that oneness. And some of these people, for the first time, have been feeling that oneness in the physical level for the first time. anyone who consciously embraced these 1111 energies will have felt something, and the really sensitive ones will have felt or experienced the opening of that portal in some way, and the knowing of that portal, knowing also that this really is a moment shared across our entire planet that really brings that unity consciousness into manifestation. So that's just some of my ideas about the 11/11/11 day, and just briefly sharing my experiences. Thank you for letting me do that, and I would just like to send love and light to all the listeners and say have a wonderful Healing Fountain show.
Ah, thank you very much, Magenta. That was lovely, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Thank you, Miss Magenta.
Really good. So that was brilliant. And at the very same time, Gary, you were doing your show and I was doing my show right at the very same time.
Right.
Now,
and I love it where she said they experienced the knowing, because I did. I did experience that knowing, and subsequently since. There was a shift for me. I experienced and felt a shift on that day, and it's quite lovely since then. Yeah, so.
Well, yeah.
It's residual.
I think I felt mine yesterday. So
uh-huh.
I think there was so much going on. Yes, yeah, yesterday was when I really noticed it. But I was so busy on that actual day that I didn't notice it so much on that day as yesterday. But anyway, someone else who noticed a difference, and we're going to bring him on in just one second. We've got
Great. Beautiful
poetry from Sension. He's our Gold Ring resident poet, and he's going to tell us about his decision that he made because of 1111. Are you there, Carlo? Sension, are you there?
I think so. Hello.
Good.
Yes, he is.
Hello.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing very well. And you?
I am perfect. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Let me rephrase that. I'm absolutely wonderful.
Oh, brilliant. So do you want to tell us about your decision that you made because of the 1111 shift? Stargate.
Yeah, well, I wrote like 3 poems that day, so maybe I'll just say that and then you'll understand. Because what I learned on that day is that not everything that comes into my mind is to be spoken about.
Uh-huh.
And I made a decision after that I would keep things secret from other people. Although I'm not used to do that, I just knew it was right to also have secrets. You know, I am one who's very open to everyone, but in this time, it's important to keep something for yourself, you know?
Oh.
So, but here we go. I'll just tell you a poem. By holding on to the thought of release, I am not moving on, but will only further entangle me. True release is done without words. No one can be entirely freed from performing his duties. Release the letting go and further develop the divine flow, flowing freely from source to sea.
Wow, very powerful. Thank you for that, Sension.
So well, go on.
No, I was going to say, before we bring you on to speak about your theme, which is The Lion Sleeps No More, you chose a beautiful song, didn't you? The Dance of the Sacred Union by Stella.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like us to play that now?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Let's dance.
Mm.
Are you?
Soviet Union.
What
a great track that is. Fabulous track, and we're going to bring Sension back on to talk about his theme today, which is The Lion Sleeps No More.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's like this, you know. I didn't even know I was sleeping. I think that counts for all of us, you know. When you're just living, you think you're living. But then all of a sudden, you notice that you're dreaming. And then you go like, hey, what am I dreaming about? Let's wake up. And that's basically what I did. So, yeah, things are so simple that we don't see or hear or feel it. And the more I let go of everything I seem to know, the more everything grows within me into a new kind of being. And that's what it always has been. So, words again play with me. I want to share this one too. This is also a poem I wrote on the 11th, because there's more that I wrote, but I'll keep it short for you, because, you know, words do what they do, so I don't need to say much. Here we go. So full of love and other supreme sensations, I express none but the divine patience. God knows all, so why should I invade it? Better to surrender in love at once. Every hold-up of I shall, I will, and I want, won't, doesn't, and can't change what is done. The sweet release of our pure self, restrictive false ego mind, will bring even high-ranking officials to their proud knees, as it gives sight to the blind in this material ocean where no one truly sees. Come on, move on, and move over to the restitutional position of Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. Oh. So, Aham Brahmasmi is what they say in India, and that means I'm spirit soul. And what does that mean? That means that you're not the body, you're not your mind, you're not your intelligence, you're not your ego, you're the soul that lives it. And that's very important to know, because whatever that comes along, just know it's all a dream, you know. You are not acting, you're just playing a role, and eventually we will all know the role, and then we're not playing anymore, then we'll just celebrate. So, okay, I'll keep it short again. Oh, did you paste the link? Good. Okay. I always wanted to say, like, sure, I paste the link. So you did.
We both did.
We both did. That's right.
Yeah. Quick Joe McGraw tonight.
Okay. Well, as we're waiting for that, I wrote a Dutch poem. I didn't want to say, but I wrote it on the 11th too. And I'll do it quite quickly, and then I'll translate it for all you non-Dutch speaking folks.
Oh, great, because that'll be most of us.
Okay, here we go. Een misstap is zo gemaakt. De weg is zeer smal. Gods liefde heeft nooit gestaakt. Zelfs als ik al een miljoen keer val. Nay, deze liefde is puur, voorbij alle condities. Moeiteloos breekt God door mijn allerstevigste muur en neemt zonder een voet te verzetten weer zijn rechtmatige positie in. Okay, so now, English. A misstep is easily made. The road is very thin. God's love has never stopped, even if I have felt a million times already. No, this love is pure, beyond all conditions. Effortlessly, God breaks through my most fortified wall, and without setting a foot or moving a foot, he takes again his rightful position. So, yeah, that's very freely, but that's what it said. So,
beautiful.
Very powerful. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, very beautiful.
Brilliant. So you created this video. It's especially on YouTube, isn't it? Ascension.
Yeah.
And so if everybody wants to click the link, we'll count down. Put your hearts in when you're ready to click the link, and then we'll count down, and you can all play it together. Okay.
Yeah, so everybody click the link if you haven't done so already. Click the link, pull up the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. There's my heart there. And that lets us know you're ready, and then we'll count you down, and we'll all play it at once. The heart is your ticket to ride. There's my ticket. There's your ticket, John Christie.
Yeah, there's mine.
Ah, there we go. Here they come.
No, they're coming up now. And I'll count you down, and then we can press play.
Okay.
So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
I would like to remind you, of our Earth.
Earth.
She's there. And it is not so much a given when we
take it from her.
It is given when we
appreciate and learn
to in turn place the space from non into vacant of love for all
of her
from love of one
for her,
cause love is the call in her,
in her
with its expression that's on this earth of us, of her. It's just this ground we trust, and I thank you so and
so much, so much.
All that I can do is return these words back to you, cause from you they came.
Earth.
Since you are the all with wisdom of knowledge, it is the same one. You are unmistakably undertaking me in this, what I can call life. Thanks to the words, feelings and terms I have
inside.
In this way,
inside.
I bring the dark back into the light, on the threshold of a new life, waiting to be
heard.
Vibration is patiently alive in an ohm meditationally sounded sperm. The ovary is all of creation that receives God's spark as a divine thought. Inspirationally brought up from one to all. I surrender in love for trust of us all
as one
to come.
One.
It has begun in the small. A seed of life flourishing as it grows in a stalk. I nourish it inside with water of
life.
The allowance that I recall inside. The call to come inside. Manifestation is like a lion's roar, free for all to hear. It is there and adored, absorbed by the dark that was there. The force becomes more and more gentle after a while, since it is assured that it flows on love and to shores stronger than now. I'll tell you more once I am is reborn through the light of truth that is in I and you. So chin up and smile.
Smile.
I say I miss you all so much, and yet I know we are all one, divinely touched. Alone I am looking for comfort. No one comes forth, and so I reassure the I
in me
that this experience of light that I express
in me
contains multitudes of light in a whole spectrum of colors. When I see just me, that is like living in the
dark.
It is
dark,
never
dark.
Just me. The whole world I contain.
Day by day,
I become more and more insane. Sanity is a funny thing. People have called me crazy all the time. Saw the humor in it after a while, since everyone is different. I took it as a compliment and
smiled.
I am so much myself that thyself made a comment to me that I am so different. I must be crazy. Everybody loves the sheep. Nothing to worry, just grazing. Well, I know that the grass is not greener on the other side. I am
moreover
an embodiment of light, meaning that I am seizing the day as I am really living
my life.
I know what to do, and let no one tell me
my why. Thank you so much.
Mother Earth.
Right now it's time to light our candles. I've just lit the Nagshampa to purify the atmosphere. And we're lighting our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. We'd like to send out special healing to Debbie from Massachusetts and to her son Nelson and daughter. I've lit my candle. It also signifies the light which we carry out into the world to help other people to light their lights. And because fire is a very powerful tool, which when added to intention and prayer is very powerful. We're doing this live as usual. We've purified the atmosphere, so we're going to ask Marika to call in the four directions. Thank you, Marika.
We all may unpata, I don want you, me to Kashila. I don't want young Kelohe. Seki ayo, seki ayo. I don't want young Kelohe. Ito kahata, I don't want you. Nitukashila, I don't want young Kelohe. Seki ayo, seki ayo, I don't want young Kelohe. Wakatakia, I don't want you. Wakatanka, he siawan yang kelohe. Seki ayo, seki ayo, aitun wan yang kelohe. Makatakia, etun wan yo, nikun shikun. Hesia he yang kelohe. Seki ayo, seki ayo. Anohtan yung ke yelo.
Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. Thank you, Marika, and our special guest is Sanchin.
Take a deep breath. Relax. What I would like you to do now is relax your body from head to toe. Close your eyes and follow my voice as it flows and goes. Alive. Visualize your higher self as a bright ball of light just above your third eye, about 1 foot diagonally outside of your head. Start to listen to it and feel it as it becomes a part of an inner conversation. Really feel comfortable with it, him or her, all depending on how you experience this communion. To me, it truly is a communion, as in a combined union. Now, as you grow into unity with this divine tool of healing, wisdom, and energy, you start to direct it, since you are the one in full control of this process. See how you can witness your entire body of light vibrating on different frequencies and in different colors, yellow, orange, red, green, blue, purple, violet, white. Perhaps you even see it glowing and start to feel the radiation that comes from it. That is what we call an aura. Ask of your higher self to execute a checkup on all of your chakras. Ask him, her, to send extra healing there where it is needed. And I misspoke myself, so it truly is needed. Really take the time with this, as it may take a while. And remember, silence can heal very much. Now, as you feel more balanced and focused, start to enjoy this visualization experience and see where else it may lead you to. This is a creative process after all, so all is possible and most of all allowed. After a while, come back into focus and ask of your aura that it may be restored to its healthy and radiating position, which is resilient enough to withstand negative influences from outside and open for all the positive vibration of love that floats all around us and supports this whole matrix that we are sustaining and co-creating as co-creators of love. Thank your higher self and all else of whom you felt has helped you. I myself thank my higher self for aiding me, and I thank the eternal cosmic being for giving me this inspiration. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Gracias. Danke vel.
Right now it's time to close the chakras. To do that, we pretend we have doors. We go to the top of the head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that one. Then to the throat chakra, closing that door. To the heart chakra, closing that door. To the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that one. Then down to the feet chakra, closing that door. Keeping it open just enough to keep us grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light, as used by the ancient Egyptians, for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid. Sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet, or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to all the angelic realm for being here today. Thank you to Ascension for the beautiful meditation, and to Magenta Pixie for her thoughts on 11/11. And thank you to Gary for being here, and to our guests in the chat room, and the people on the radio listening in. Thank you. So, I think we're going to bring Ascension back on, see if he's got any more of his beautiful poetry for us.
Okay, great.
Any more?
You've got five of them,
no?
Unfortunately, we have time for all of them.
He's got a billion of.
I'm just kidding. No, the biggest one is just, you know, just listening to your own heart and how it's in rhythm with the previous strike. So that's the biggest rhythm there is, and that's the biggest poem there is, and it's God's, you know, and we have gotten it from him, her, it's whatever. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is also from the 11/11, actually. I haven't said this one yet. Oh. So since this is the 11/11 show, I go like, hey, heaven. Okay, here we go. How could I have ever imagined to know it better than the truly untouchable trendsetter? No matter how much I think to punctuate the letter, it is God himself who provides every possible handle and lever. I am pulled over to praise this gifted endeavor, handed to the me who writes and the me who reads, are each and every single one line ordained divine as God commands it. I choose to love again. Originally, I had never stopped. Just like this pen moves on even after the final dot.
Wow, beautiful. That reminds me of the moving finger writes and having it moves on. No, what was it? Nor all your tears, nor all your regrets can take a wash away a word of it. That was it. Was it, oh, Mark, I am. But that was, he must have been tuned in as well. That was absolutely beautiful, wasn't it?
Yes,
anyway, you requested a song, didn't you, James Blunt? So we'll give that one a spin.
Good. I love this one.
Me too.
Many prophets preach on bended knee. Many clerics wasted wine. Do the bloodied sheets on those cobble streets mean I have wasted time? Are the silver shores on paradise? Can I come in from the cold? I killed a man in a faraway land, my enemy I'm told. I really want you to really want me, but I really don't know if you can do that. I know you want to know what's right, but I know it's so hard for you to do that. And time's running out as often it does, and often dictates if you can do that. Fate can't break this feeling inside, but the running up through my veins. I really want you. I really want you. I really want you. Now, no matter what I say or do, the message isn't getting through. And you're listening to the sound of my breaking heart. I really want you. I really want you. It's a poor man rich in solitude. Or will Mother Earth complain? Dear the beggar, pray for a sunny day, but Lady Luck for rain. The 10 million people bow and stray to an effigy of gold. I saw life begin and the ship we're in now. History unfolds. I really want you to really want me, but I really don't know if you can do that. I know you want to know what's right, but I know it's so hard for you to do that. And time's running out as often it does, and often dictates that you can't do that. Fate can't break this feeling inside that's burning up through my veins. I really want you. I really want you. I really want you. Now, no matter what I say or do, the message isn't getting through. And you're listening to the sound of my breaking heart. No matter what I say or do, the message isn't getting through. And you're listening to the sound of my breaking heart.
Great song there from James Blunt. Anyway, in the chat room, we have Nancy Go, alias Nancy Waite, and she's our special guest next week, an absolutely fabulous lady, and I'm really
That's
looking
awesome.
Forward to the show. Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
That's excellent. Yes, I'm looking forward to doing the show with Nancy. Has she been on with us before? I don't recall.
Yes, I think it's quite a while ago, though.
It's been quite a while, though, yes.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But then this is week 113, is it?
Yeah. 112 this week.
112, that's it, 112, yeah. Next week, it's Nancy's week, 113. Lucky for some, eh?
That's a lucky
anyway,
number.
Anyway, Sunshine had another request. She would like us to play Tears of Joy by Hunters and Collectors.
Ah.
Mm. Of joy, what a beautiful track. And Yolanda was here. Has she gone? No, she's still here. And we're going to have to
she's
get Yolanda
here.
Back on as a special guest, aren't we, soon, Gary?
Absolutely.
And we want to thank everybody who's been listening as well, because it's everybody's energy that helps to co-create the show, when I can spit the words out properly. And
that's for sure.
We want to thank you all for tuning in and for being in the chat room. If you want to be in the chat room, all you have to do is log in to blogtalkradio.com with a username, and you can type in the live chat room. And we always have wonderful people in the chat room with loads of lovely energy. So we're going to have Senshin back on. I think he may have another poem for us. He's probably got another 1,000, but we may be able to squeeze another one in.
And I might add that if you're going to log in to Blog Talk Radio, it is free.
It is. Okay,
thank you. Take it over, Senzan.
No, it's okay, you know. The floor is ours, you know. It all supports us. So, I'll do this one and then, okay. Which one do you want to know? That I wrote on the 16th of October or the 29th of October? You choose.
You choose.
I choose, okay. Then I'll go to the 16th and the 20th. Hey, woohoo!
Okay.
No, here we go. By and through our inevitable evolution, we are transfusing the body of I into a body of light. Reverse engineering our original being an exemplary child of the One Most High. Termed God by the lot, we are the ones to realize love is all and all will love, to be again as we were destined to be by divine design. Adam Katman has a tree of life to reclaim and reclimb, since a fall of planned sins had caused a spiritual decline. With practice and patience, through dreams and awakenings, I and I are again on the steps of unforsaking it.
Well, that was beautiful. Thank you for that. So you might as well do the other one as well. You can just get one more. And then we're going to play out with a Queen song that you chose, and it's One Vision.
I love Freddie Mercury. If he was still alive, I would turn gay just immediately.
Too much information.
Gay means happy, and
yeah,
you know,
of course it does.
I am spirit soul, so I have no body. Here we go. By wandering off of the path, I am beginning to see the light in the dark forests. Whisperings meet me as my hearing tunes in. In-depth realizations come and go, so I ready my grounds to set a firm foot in. The music of love in which my heart beats the drum. All the tones and notes compile of this song, sung throughout all times, and not a note is wrong or out of line. All in divine order, ordering through divine consciousness, the cohesion of all that is bordering close to insanity. It's supremely sane about what is ordained. I, divine sight, sound into life.
Oh, that was beautiful poetry from Shenzhen.
Beautiful.
A wordsmith forged by the granite hammer of God.
Absolutely. Yes, he's a wordsmith if I've ever known one.
And he's a resident on the Gold Ring. There's a lot of talent on the Gold Ring. But I think I love your poetry, Shenzhen. It's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah,
yes.
I'd like to say one thing. You know, when I was just born in this world, I had such difficulty expressing my feelings. I couldn't find the right words. And like you now say, you know, I am a wordsmith. I see it like this, and I said this many times before, but because I had learned to respect the words in which form they are, which is limited in some way, they in turn began to speak at me, you know, and then it's like happening naturally, you know. When I write a poem, it just, I don't know where I end, but I just start and it comes, you know. Many poets know this, I think, and even musicians. You just start and it's like it takes you on, you know.
It's just a flow. It just starts
yeah,
flowing.
Right.
Effortlessly, just effortlessly, yeah. So
mm.
That's one. And I just would like to say, you know, I love you.
Oh, we love you too, Shenzhen.
That's right.
Oh.
Love you too, brother.
And we were lucky to meet him over in Avebury when he was over there last June and the June before. And the June before that, were you?
Mm-hmm.
Three years we were there.
Yeah.
And it's always great to see Shenzhen. He's such a wonderful energy, and you can see why we had him as special guest, and we hope to have you back again soon, Shenzhen. So,
wonderful
poetry, I know. And thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Jean.
Brilliant,
and thank
as
you,
always.
Yeah,
always.
And I'd like to thank God.
Actually, Shenzhen, I just wanted to say that I could talk when I was a baby. I used to go, goo, 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 goo. Sorry about that. I think it's time for a song. So goodbye and God bless everyone. Here we go. We'll play it out with Queen. See you next week for Nancy Waite. Nancy,
bye, everyone. Home. Thank you so much. I love you all.
Bye. Thank you.
Again, I will see you.
I don't know if this is a live recording by Queen. It's very popular in the chat room. Can you hear all the noise? I'm full of patience. Bye, everyone.
We're all patients of love.
That's why this track 5 minutes long. The 3-minute intro.